This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories: YouTube launching a TikTok competitor. NVIDIA spends $40 billion to buy ARM, the largest tech acquisition ever. Life on Venus? Yes, Venus? More about that. And TikTok in works to sell partially to Oracle. I want to welcome you to episode 1475 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, September 14th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And you can support this show today by becoming an insider at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all my new listeners. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking the show out for the very first time. Make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com where you can subscribe to the podcast. That's the fastest way to get going. Again, go over to geeknewscentral.com. You also can look for the newsletter on that website. You can join our chat room within the podcast show notes. The Discord chat room is available. Of course, you can always join us on our Mastodon chat server at geeknews.chat. That's a fast way to get connected with this podcast. And of course, if you want to have comments about today's show, all you got to do is email me at geeknews@gmail.com or on Twitter, you can send me a message at geeknews. You can follow me on Facebook. And of course, all the shows related with the Geek News Central podcast, all the partner shows, including the new media show, The Gadget Professor, the Podcast Legends Podfaded Podcast, the GNC Week in Review, all our podcasts you can check out. And of course, you can check out our Pro Gear website as well, where we have information about pro audio gear. So lots to share tonight. And of course, this show is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast, and it's our good friends at GoDaddy.com. All my promo codes can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Whether it be 30% off a new product purchase, $4.99, whether it be $1 a month, economy hosting for the first year with a free domain. Again, $1 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain, or $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain as well. The two absolute most spectacular hosting deals in all of the internet. Get started for just $12. $12 gets you in, get you going, get you online, let you start a business, have a COVID-proof business by the next time COVID locks us down, or just build for the future. Of course, free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. All these codes are available again at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Go check them out. And we definitely want you to use the promo codes to save money. We want you to share these with your friends, family members, people that you know. Share the codes. Matter of fact, I got told today by a longtime listener via email, and we'll cover it later when we read the email segment, that he shares my codes all the time. This is the formula, ladies and gentlemen. That is the formula. Share my codes with your friends, family, people that you know, anyone that might be talking about getting a website, needs some sort of website service. Every utilization of the code, one of my codes, is just like writing a check to Geek News Central. It's just like sending your personal cash check to us, but it's a lot easier. You just recommend my promo codes, share them where you can. It is significantly important. Everyone, thanks again. And I thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here. So, wow, what's going on? Well, this weekend started off with an early wake up for some reason. I got up, got motivated, cleaned my loft, washed dishes, all kinds of crazy stuff was done. And then did the new media show, went back, did some more rummaging around, and then, did the Indie Podcast Conference on Saturday night. So it was only 20 minutes, but of course I have to be here about an hour early and everything else that goes along with that. But I've learned one thing over Michigan weather. Warm one day, cold the next. Sunday was beautiful, shorts weather, fantastic. A little bit of outside activity. And then this morning it was cold. And I left the house in shorts and I've been freezing all day. But the worst thing yet happened. You're all going to laugh. So at our place, if you have trash that you can burn, you put it in the burn pit. But because I'm lazy and I intermix plastic, cans, because we have no recycle here. So I mix all this intermixing stuff in my trash. I have to bring the trash into work with me. And there's a dumpster on the backside of this building. So I throw the trash in the dumpster. Put the trash in the car this morning. Drove into work, been here all day, crushed with stuff going on, had a little snack for lunch, decided for dinner I'm going to go out to my car to drive to get some food and open the door. Yes, I forgot to take the trash out of my car. Oh, no. Oh my goodness. You guys. it's sitting in the parking lot with the windows at half mast airing out. Oh, there's nothing like getting in your vehicle after a day of that trash being in the sun. And oh. Anyway, yeah, so that was a good kickoff to the show tonight. And just, you know, almost makes me want to throw up thinking about it here. You know, get that. Almost made myself puke right there. But anyway, oh, man, I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just me in the car. So it's not like it matters. But anyway, it was bad. So hey, if you're watching live, thanks. Hey, Toby. Hey, Christopher. Thanks for checking in. If you're on YouTube, make sure you say hello as well. But hey, we got a conspiracy theory for the show. And I have some at the end of the show by some people that have written in as well. So let me change channels here and get in the right position. By the way, our conspiracy fixer, Mr. Fixer, wants to know, what do you think of the conspiracy segment? He says, am I getting feedback? I said, well, they're sending stuff in. And those of you that don't know, Mr. Fixer is Michael Dare. He is our coordinator for conspiracies. So Mr. Fixer asked me via text, he says, have you getting any feedback? I said, well, people are sending more emails, so you've done something, and they're sending their own conspiracy. So I guess the answer is yes, we're having an effect. So anyway, here's a whopper for the show today. And this is a whopper. Bill and Melinda Gates were hanged by a mob of angry parents whose children had been killed or paralyzed by Gates' vaccination in India in 2013. They were replaced by body doubles. Another rumor on Ancestry.com is said to state that Bill has been missing for 7 years and was also declared dead also in 2013. Well, I'm going to tell you, if they found a body double for Bill Gates, he was like a one in a billion, because no one can talk like him. No one's got his, you know, his name's Bill Gates. No one has a gait like him. He walks kind of, you can see that a mile away. And any interviews, well, maybe it is a body double. Maybe that's why he spends all this time reading. Well, anyway, that's the conspiracy of the day. That's a whopper. It really is. And anyway, that's a good one. I don't know where you're finding this stuff at. I have no idea where you found this, but and that's a good one. And some people actually might get a little a little irritated with this because the anti-vaxxers are going to be, they're not, Bill Gates is not a, the anti-vaxxers do not like Bill Gates. And I know many of you are anti-vaccine and I know your reasons why. It's one of those situations where I'll say it again. I was shot full of everything the military could put at me. So I'm really not scared of vaccines at this point. I might die an early death. But anyway, I thought that was a little bit funny. So anyway, there we go. There's a conspiracy theory. Let's get into the stack. So, someone in the chat, Christopher says, yeah, man, I have put mics on him and chatted a couple events. Cool guy. Brain as big as Dallas. Man, this one rivals the Challenger crew still being alive. I don't know if we have that one or not yet, Christopher. You think about that, though. The Challenger crew and what happened to them was very devastating. Many of us watched that live, and it strikes home, and it's probably hurtful to the families to hear about those types of conspiracy theories. But anyway, I digress. We'll continue. YouTube is launching a short form video format to compete with, you guessed who? TikTok, a beta version of Shorts, is landing in India this week, not in America. YouTube Shorts are 15-second videos shot on mobile phones. You'll be able to string multiple video clips together, record with music and adjust video speed. There's also a timer and countdown, so you can record hands-free. YouTube is launching an early beta of Shorts in India over the next few days. So most of us can only comprehend 15 seconds worth of content at once. I'm just joking. But we become a world of 128 characters, don't you know? And a big announcement. NVIDIA. NVIDIA will keep the ARM licensing neutral in their acquisition of SoftBank's ARM for $40 billion. Again, it's one of the biggest, and not the biggest, one of the biggest tech acquisitions of all time. And we'll see NVIDIA control the world's most popular CPU architecture. Now, I'm going to tell you, and I think I've told this story on the show before. NVIDIA has a GPU technology that is quite incredible. I was involved in something, and let's go back up maybe, oh man, now how many years? Let me think about this. If I back up to 2000 and about the time I was getting out of the Navy, around 2007. Is that right? 2004. Jeez, I've been retired longer than that. So anyway, 2007. When I retired in 2007 from the Navy, I was involved with something where the lead designer had told me that it would take 10 years of computer chip advancements to get to a certain new level of being able to process data. And 3 short years later, actually, he told me this in 2004. And 3 short years later, in 2007, when NVIDIA had put together the NVIDIA GPUs that were not even a video card, they were just a processing monster. That prediction by that scientist, who was quite renowned at the time, went from 10 years down back down to now it was possible. So I can't emphasize enough how much this GPU technology and has changed the way we live. These self-embedded systems for self-driving cars and multiple GPU systems for workstations and servers offering high teraflop deep learning performance or math performance or calculation performance is off the chart. And NVIDIA sealed itself as in the science world and in many industrial military sectors as like the second coming. Some of these cards were $10,000-$15,000, and I saw literally boxes of these things being bought. Boxes, cases, 50 in a case. And you know, they couldn't deliver them fast enough because you get a big enough processor, you just jam as many of these as you can into a server, and then you tie these servers together. Incredible. I mean, incredible processing power. And it really allowed a CPU, something that would be in a 5U computer box. And I think 1U is 1.75 inches. Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but a 5U computer box would have like the process. Now, if you can keep it cool and have the power for it, that was another problem. But it would have the, and you imagine taking that type of processing power and putting it in a small space. And what that power brought to a software application that before was not portable. And I mean, this is, NVIDIA got rich on the science community buying these GPUs. So how do you think they just afford $40 billion to buy ARM? But this is, puts them in a very interesting position. Apple hates NVIDIA. Hates. They hate each other. Because they made Apple look bad a number of years ago. But Apple said, hey, we're ARM in. We're all in. So this is going to be crazy. Now, what else this does, and why I think this is really important, and I'm waving my finger here. The Chinese don't get it. The Chinese don't get it. The Chinese don't get it because NVIDIA is a U.S.-based company. And ARM will move from being a Japanese-owned company to being an American-owned company, which should scare the crap out of Chinese companies facing a trade war with the United States. Now, NVIDIA says ARM will remain headquartered in Cambridge, England. But, hey, England is Five Eyes. We're good. NVIDIA wants to turn Cambridge, England into a world-class technology center. AI. All this tied together with this. And they say they bought ARM largely because of the AI. And AI tied with GPU and all this stuff that NVIDIA does. It's mind-boggling what they have control up here if this gets approved. Christopher says, yeah, the 1070 Ti series, I worked for the NVIDIA conference for years to hear one of the two heads of NVIDIA dev and Lockheed Martin talking about Moore's Law. Well, Moore's Law collapsed on that processing. I mean, they obliterated it. If that's, and I probably just destroyed the word obliterated. And so this is a big deal. This is going to be subject to regulatory approval around the world, and NVIDIA says the deal should take 18 months. And but can everyone get along with NVIDIA? The Linux community does not like NVIDIA. Oh, no, no, no. 2012, Linus Torvalds said, hey, NVIDIA, beep, beep. You know, they do not get along. But ARM and Linux are two words synonymous. So there could be some potential backlash here. And what else is out there? Well, RISC-V instruction sets, an open source ARM alternative that doesn't require licensing, could could be part of this, but you have to build compilers and ecosystems. And people have been pretty happy paying the ARM licensing fee up to this point. But maybe NVIDIA's purchasing of this will cause the RISC-V, and what I'm saying is not RISC, RISC-V instruction set could be the push that's needed to make that expand. But I'm happy to see ARM come to the United States. I really, really am. The Chinese having this would not be good. So they can still buy NVIDIA stuff. They can still license. But some export stuff, and I'm going to tell you, some of these GPUs, they couldn't be exported. U.S. trade folks got real smart real quick and understood what the power of this was. And so for those of you out there who had no clue, now you do. And I was pretty happy to see this today. All right. Astronomers are detecting possible signs of life in Venus. They believe alien microbes produced high levels of the chemical phosphine. Two papers published today in Astronomers explain they detected the chemical phosphine in Venus's thick atmosphere. They believe that phosphine may have been produced by living microorganisms in a type of alien biosphere. Phosphine was first discovered on Venus in 2017. In March 2019, scientists confirmed the discovery using a more powerful telescope in Chile. They found phosphine at levels ranging from 5 to 20 parts per billion. Now, let me say something here. Sometimes we have a hard time for our cell phones to stay connected. Yet, they can detect 5 to 20 parts per billion of phosphine on Venus? Okay. I guess so. Now, we haven't collected any microorganisms from Venus or even photographed them. Not that we could. So theoretically, microbes could do this. We'll see. Do you believe it or not? TikTok. TikTok's relying on the president to back off original demand to sell U.S. business outright and approve the Oracle deal. So TikTok is banking. The president will back off a little bit. And, of course, the biggest loser from the proposed Oracle deal with ByteDance could be former TikTok CEO Kevin Mayer, because TikTok was the one that tried to make the Oracle deal happen in the first place. So, anyway, the way they're trying to structure it is that this Oracle deal potentially keeps China-based ByteDance in control by both financially and operationally, but Oracle would be the data keeper. I don't know if that's going to fly. We'll see. So TikTok under operational control of the Chinese. Oracle's role was to be as a trusted technology partner, storing and secure the data within the U.S. premises. And TikTok says also planning to disclose its algorithm to third parties. What does that mean? But Dance is having a discussions with both, so we'll see. We'll see what happens here. The White House declined to comment. You know, tomorrow is September 15th. 20, less than, a few hours away. And that was the link. Hey, Christopher, the new Starlink, he says the new Starlink claims 20 microsecond delay from space. Now, they have to prove that. They want to get to 20 microseconds. milliseconds, excuse me. You know why they want to get to 20 milliseconds? Or is it milliseconds, I think. Yeah, 20 milliseconds, because they have to do that in order to get the money from the federal government. So they were working on it. Their speed wasn't quite that fast in some of the latest reported stuff. So if that's a new claim that they actually accomplished that, that would be big, Christopher. So we'll see. Yeah, 20 milliseconds is the delay. If they can get it down, then that really is what they have to reach in order to get that rural money from the government and get those billions that we talked about on a couple shows ago, where AT&T is now changing their tune and willing to do more detailed mapping to get a hold of some of this rural money as well, because they know these areas they've been claiming they really don't serve. And if they want to get the money, they got to be able to truly serve those areas. And then in order to truly serve those areas and get that money, they got to prove they're not in that area when they've been saying all along that they are in that area. Does that make sense? Amazon will hire even more warehouse workers to respond to surge in orders. The company says it's bringing on 100,000 more employees in the United States and Canada. Well, more 100,000 people are going to get their 15,000 steps in every day. So that's big. The announcement comes after Amazon had already hired 175,000 more U.S. warehouse workers earlier this year. Now, listen to me. They hired 175,000. They're going to hire another 100,000. They're looking for another 33,000 for tech and corporate workers. What's closing in your area because of Rona? What's going out of business in your area because of Rona? Retailers. This will be the biggest transfer of wealth and decimation of jobs and businesses in America, because Amazon's at scale. They've not been affected. They can deliver. And yet, in states like mine, states in New York, still highly restricted on doing business. And capacity limits. Amazon doesn't have that issue. The biggest thing you can do right now as a consumer is support your local businesses as much as possible. I supported someone this weekend. I paid a little bit more for product than I would have on Amazon, but I bought it at their shop because I know their business needs business. And they're local. And they're employing local people. With this continued close down in many places in America, businesses are suffering heavily. And another thing that's going to happen, and the Chinese are probably loving this, is that all this commercial space is going to start opening up. And what do the Chinese like to buy? Commercial space. So Jordan linked me, SpaceX satellite internet services latency comes in under 20 milliseconds. Well, there you go. Good for them. But again, I'm telling you, there's a bigger picture here. A lot of people have lost focus on what's really important. And supporting your local retailer is more important than ever. Amazon rebrands Free Time and Free Time Unlimited to Amazon Kids and Amazon Kids Plus. Any of you guys use this with your kids? I don't even know what this is. I guess it's for kid stuff, cartoons and limited playlist. And how many of you using this? How many mom and dads are out there using Free Time and Free Time Unlimited? Are you looking at that content? Amazon's also adding new family-friendly features, including a new home screen experience for Fire tablet users. And I'm sure at some point there'll be educational stuff on there too. Teach your kids to read and write. teach them history, all kinds of interesting things. You just never know. Veterans, Social Security numbers leaked in a breach. I just had a message come through. I'm sorry. I got to look at this. Okay. Veterans, Social Security numbers leaked in data breach. Hacked exposed personal information on 46,000 U.S. vets. Thank goodness I was not using this app. Well, everyone has my data anyway because it was leaked through the U.S. government years ago. They had an app. They had an app for that. Payments were, you know, it was about payments for healthcare providers. Well, that app had a bug. Once again, the government building secure apps on modern technology. Probably it is modern technology with poor infrastructure. And they're going to offer the standard credit card reporting and all that stuff that goes on with these types of breaches. So here we go again. Would you guys just like my Social Security number? Should I just give it over the show? Microsoft declares its underwater data center was a test. So here's it. This is kind of a cool pic for those of you watching. This thing is, when in the water, it's all nice and clean with the Microsoft logo. And yeah, it was pretty, you know, pretty cool. Well, they dug it up. Is the best word to describe. I don't know how deep underwater it was, but the 864 server underwater data center pod has been off there for a while. And I think 2 years. But these pictures are pretty cool. It shows them opening it up. Let's see here. Can I find that? Yeah, they looking pretty nasty. Spray washed it, and then they show a picture of it of them opening it up and pulling it out, and it wasn't full of water. So, doesn't look that remarkable, but it was, you know, stuck inside this tube. It was basically the Northern Isles Underwater Data Center. It was built by Naval Group, a defense and renewable marine energy contractor, and is locally supported by the Green Marine and Orkney Island-based marine engineering operations firm. And it spent 2 years under the water at the European Marine Energy Center, where tidal currents peak at 9 miles per hour and storm waves reach 60 feet or more. Both deployment and retrieval needed particularly calm weather. But anyway, I guess they're looking at the results. Didn't have to have a pay a cooling bill. Didn't have to worry about bugs or dust getting into the center. It was all pretty good. And they're going to look at the cables and all that stuff. So anyway, pretty cool. Data center coming offshore to your area soon. So if you've been listening at all to the New Media Show, you've heard us talk about Anchor, the podcast host, which I pray tell none of you that listen to the show will ever use. If you don't use Blueberry Podcasting and you're listening to this show, please explain to me why you're doing that. But anyway, Anchor says it's cracking down on stolen podcasts. I'm not going to go into too much details on that, but the write-up they make is a bunch of BS in this article. They don't. This is a very technical thing that could be explained very easily non-technically, and they talk all around it in this article. Everyone is susceptible to this, and they just made it easy for them by making it free. So copycats and cloning shows is what was going on there. So anyway. Link will be up in the show notes. Google says its carbon footprint is now zero. Some people are raising their eyebrows. They say it's wiped. Google says it has wiped out its entire carbon footprint by investing in high quality carbon offsets. Investing. It became carbon neutral in 2007 and says it is now compensated for all of the carbon it has ever created. It's also claimed to run all of its data centers and offices on carbon-free energy by 2030. So, you know that Google has said that they will not support any of their technology being used to find oil or gas, which is interesting. And Greenpeace, of course, said Google is setting a high bar, but some people have got their eyebrows raised upon this statement. But that's what Google is saying, at least for today, about this. And but again, they no longer are going to create artificial intelligence solutions for upstream oil and gas exploration. So we're going to leave that to somebody else. Last time I checked, the majority of vehicles in America still run on oil and gas. And stuff that you hold in your hand are made from oil particularly. A lot of the components in your home would not be possible without oil. Aston Martin built a $74,000 racing simulator. The company is only making 150 of the luxury esports simulator. And if you want one, again, 74K. I know there's a few geeks out here in the show that would love to have one of these. Looks like you're in a Formula One cockpit. So for $74,000, I hope it comes with a air conditioning for the seat and some simulated G's. So if it looks your cash on hands, maybe the government stimulus check will help with your down payment on that. So, Christopher, I don't know if they're, I think they say they invested in carbon offsets, whatever that means. So anyway, $74,000 for a racing simulator. Very, very nice. Walmart is partnering with Zipline for glider delivery. Walmart partners with Zipline for glider drone delivery tests. Now, it's the second deal that Walmart's done this week or in the last week. But this is interesting. So they're going to launch a drone, and then it's going to parachute your product to you. Now, the zip line drones aren't quadcopters. They're a glider, and they have a longer range. So I guess they use a mix of power and glide. But they're going to parachute stuff into your yard. Is this going to really work? Really? Is this going to work? Hey, your delivery's been made. It's on your roof. Hey, your delivery has been made. It's in the backyard in your pool. Hey, your delivery has been made, and it's in your maple tree at 65 feet. Yeah, I can see how this is going to work great. So trial deliveries will take place down in Arkansas. So if you live down near their headquarters and you order something, you might get it via drone delivery. Fitbit is getting FDA clearance for its Sense smartwatch and ECG app. So when the watch arrives in October, it will be able to detect AFib, which, of course, the Apple Watch has been able to do for some time. It's $329. And again, it just earned clearance with the FDA and the EU for its electrocardiogram app. And when the advanced health wearable arrives, so you'll be able to see if you have AFib or not. We need to have a something that's going to detect heart attacks. That's going to sell well. GMC is going to detail the Hummer EV on October 20th. And get this, if you're a Hummer fan, the truck will include a crab mode for driving diagonally. So you'll see you'll be able to make an online reservation for this. Shoko's a big fan of the Hummer. She loves the loves that body style. And so we'll see what happens here. But October 20th, the electric vehicle version of this. And they had a Twitter video, but it turns out it was simulated. It wasn't a real EV Hummer, but that will come. You know, those things get about 3 miles to the gallon right now. GoodRx offers the founders $500 million, and that's a $100 million investment from Silver Lake, and makes quiet acquisition before IPO. So this is big. The two founders only had 1.3% in the company, and this is an amended S-1, and they're going to increase that, where the co-founders are going to get about 25 million shares of stock, making it worth about $533 million. That stock has both a time-based component and a performance-based component designed to incentivize the duo to commit to the company for the long term. And but the people that were talking about the IPO apparently wanted the founders to have more money. So it's called a founders award. Hey, give me one of those. You know, someone come buy Blueberry, and I'd love to have a founder award so I could just retire. How about that? But anyway, in addition to the equity award, the second bit of news is the growth equity investor Silver Lake is going to buy $100 million worth of the stock at IPO price. And what did they acquire? It quietly bought Script Cycle, a prescription management service for retail chains, for $60 million back in August. So as part of the terms of acquisition, employees and managers expected to receive 3 million of new stock in RX, vesting over 2 years. So they're going to have an offering of $1.1 billion. So good for them. Nice to see people get a good IPO. Razor data leak may have exposed info over 100,000 customers. So if you bought anything from Razor recently, your email and your name was probably leaked. Passwords and credit card information were not included in the leak. And they had something on one of their Amazon Elasticsearch servers that was misconfigured. So anyway, I haven't bought anything from Razer in quite a while. Samsung's new appliances want to make staying home smarter. So Samsung has an ad campaign that launched Monday, highlighting the ways staying home in 2020 changed cooking, cleaning, laundry, and more. And of course, Samsung has got all these smart home type of stuff that they show at the Consumer Electronics Show. But you're going to get to see Wi-Fi ranges and refrigerators and irons and all kinds of stuff that is connected, all these smart things. Do we really need to know if our electric iron that we use to iron clothes is connected to the internet or not? Is that really that important? So anyway, link will be up in the show notes on that. A faster Wi-Fi 6 Eero, E-E-R-O, is coming. The new mesh router are reportedly on the way. How much are they going to cost? It doesn't say. But it's went through FCC review. That's how they caught wind of it. Have you guys seen this LG swivel screen that looks like a wing? I looked at this about 5 times. But what it is you have a normal cell phone, and then the main screen swivels, and underneath it is another little screen. So it kind of looks like an airplane. It's a very unusual form factor, and I really don't. I guess you can watch video and then do something on the main screen. Okay. So the new phone is due. It's supposed to be revealed today. Did they have any additional images? This was must have come out before the announcement. Yeah, it's just a little odd. But form factor for everyone, I guess. But I also know that a lot of people, their only device is their mobile phone now. They don't have a laptop. They don't have a notebook. So in some countries, your mobile phone is it. You remember Track Phone? That was a name that's probably come around, you've heard a few times. Well, Verizon acquired Track Phone. So now you got mobile companies, and this has been kind of common, buying MVNOs. So TracFone was the largest wireless, well, basically it was one of the largest mobile virtual network operators. So they get their cake and eat it too. So they get to promote Verizon, and then they also get to promote TracFone. So they spent $6 billion on TracFone. So the largest mobile network virtual operator will become part of the largest wireless provider in the country. They have 21 million subscribers, around 850 employees, and a network of more than 90,000 retail locations. It was owned by Mexico-based America Movil, along with TracFone brand, operates the Net 10 and Straight Talk brands in the U.S. More than 13 million TracFone customers already rely on Verizon's wireless network. Of course, TracFone doesn't run its own network. It rides on other cell phone carriers for a fee. So there you go. Choices have always been narrow in mobile, but it gets more enabled. Narrow. Duh. Okay. You guys heard about OnePlus? It's an earbud that kind of looks like a AirPod, but it's not. It's different. Kind of comes in a case that kind of looks like a AirPod. Well, Customs and Border Patrol seized 2,000 counterfeit Apple AirPods from Hong Kong, valued at $398,000. Well, it wasn't. It was actually, and it was labeled correctly as OnePlus Buds. So they seized a legitimate shipment of OnePlus Buds. That's kind of awkward. The OnePlus folks basically tweeted back, please give us our stuff back. And these are legitimate OnePlus Buds. Transported in a box, which plainly says as much. But Customs Border Patrol proudly tweeted, that's not an Apple, as if people had astutely detected a forged piece of 18th century art. So 2,000 units of OnePlus were seized, being identified as AirPods. Yep, they're really brilliant. They put out a press release about it too. What a bunch of knuckleheads. Simply, and they think that they got a press release out about it, claiming how much these cost and how much AirPods cost and how much the estimated damage was going to be and all that. Oh my gosh. Now, we talked about Amazon Space Division, right? Well, Microsoft is kind of following along, but in a little different way, but not necessarily from Amazon, because Amazon's doing this as well. Microsoft wants to take on Amazon in connecting satellites to their cloud. The FCC authorized Microsoft to perform proof of concept demonstrations of a service that would connect its cloud computing service Azure with a ground station the company proposed to build. If the demonstration results in a significant market interest, Microsoft will file an application for regular Earth Station Authority with the International Bureau to support future commercial operations. The company's strategy will put it in competition with Amazon, which in November 2018 launched a similar AWS ground station service. So Microsoft trying to keep up with the Joneses. CNET, which we do cover in this podcast, is some of the articles tonight came from CNET, 1, 2, 3, 4, I believe. Viacom CBS reaches a deal to sell CNET for $500 million to a marketing firm, Red Ventures. So they're offloading it under the deal. CNET Media Group EVP and GM Mark and Larkin, along with the unit senior execs, will remain with Red Ventures following the acquisition. The CNET sale is expected to close in the fourth quarter. CNET Media Group has 980 employees, and our plan is to grow CNET in ways of in ways unforeseen. So we'll see. CBS acquired CNET Networks in 2008 for $1.8 billion, and they sold it for $500 million. Was that a good investment? Over 11 years, did they make their money back? That's the question I doubt. Toby says, show title, what a bunch of knuckleheads. I that might actually be a good one, Toby. Oh, my goodness. CBP, what a bunch of knuckleheads. Yeah. Google to unveil new Pixel phones on September 30th. The Pixel 4a 5G and Pixel 5 will be unveiled at the virtual event later this month. So a lot of phone announcements coming up. A number of Android phones are now supporting Wi-Fi 6. I have a list of that in the show notes for you. The Motorola One 5G launches on AT&T this week for $445. Save this one to the end because this isn't really mobile related. Let's see here. I think we already announced that. Galaxy S20 FE to break cover at Samsung's Unpacked event on September 23rd. And finally, are you looking for a Microsoft Office alternative? I have a link and list of them in the show notes from PC World. And some that I wasn't even familiar with. WPS Office. Of course, there's Google Docs. Is it an option? I like it, though. All these software packages export to Microsoft documents. So, you know, it's like they're interchangeable. All right, let me dig here for a second. There we go. And let me bring up the email. I've got a couple of emails here. One's from Rob. He says, and Rob's in Blind River, Ontario. Yes, Canada. Even Ontario, we are seeing exodus from the cities. Daughter and son-in-law, for example, living in Toronto, one of Canada's largest cities, but recently working remote due to COVID. Their companies have given them permission to work remotely indefinitely. They've been hoping to move closer to where they were born and raised and closer to family. And so in the midst of that now, moving 200 miles north to northern Ontario, many people are competing for homes, not even in the country, but even in the cities. Although a city like Sudbury, Ontario, where this is occurring, has only a population of 180,000 or so, not the millions of the Toronto area. Now, my city's got 30,000 people. So anyway, has only a population of 180,000 or so, not the millions of Toronto. Plus, houses are a fraction of the price. We live about 100 miles west of Sudbury. The buying spike has not quite reached us yet. Love the show as always. Passing around the GoDaddy coupon codes. I assume they also apply to us in Canada. Yes, they do. So thanks so much. Take care, Rob. And Rob was so good to also send a conspiracy. Oh, hey, Rob, you're going to get people upset with this one, okay? Conspiracy theory. Ocean levels rising due to global warming, melting ice caps in glaciers. False. Over the past few decades, a new trend has emerged in many Asian countries. Hundreds of millions of people are demanding natural sponge found only in the oceans for cleaning and bathing. Billions of sponges have been harvested from the world's oceans. As a result, there are fewer sponges in the ocean to absorb water. Ocean levels continue to rise unless this is stopped. It will be too late. Okay. Good one. Good one. Oh my gosh. All right. So, final one. Nancy says, Todd, Netflix does DVD by mail, two at a time, $13 a month, huge selection. You know, Nancy, I had completely forgot that you can still do DVDs from Netflix. But I'll be honest with you, my secret weapon right now is this PlayOn site. All I got to do is set this computer up, set my playlist up. It will play movies and record to my computer and do everything. It's a lot less hassle. I don't have to go to the post office or anything like that. But I do still appreciate any of you that want to send me DVDs. It's always greatly appreciated. All right. So let's get out of here. Yeah, some other people watching this show are laughing because them some big sponges. All right. Email the show, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, Twitter @geeknews. If you like the show, you think I'm doing a good job, become an insider, geeknewscentral.com/insider. And again, for all of you that are sharing my promo codes for GoDaddy, it's greatly appreciated. We definitely thank you for doing so. I'm going to get out of here. Everyone, thanks for being here. Take care. Be safe. I'll see you back here on Thursday. Everyone, take care. Bye-bye.